Blog Talk Radio.
We would have you understand that the flame that you are burns eternally and shall never go out, no matter how bright you allow yourself to become. We shall have you understand that you exist now and always shall, and you always have, because now is the only time and the only place and the only existence there is and always has been and ever shall be. You are eternal. You are infinite. You are spirit. You are body. You are mind. You are heart. You are soul. You are an idea. You are an expression. You are a thought. You are a dream of the infinite creation. But that is reality, and all reality is couched within your dream. You contain it all. You are the whole expression in your own individualized way. You are the matrix. The matrix is you. You are everything. Everything comes from you. Everything gives birth to you as you reinforce the existence of everything and everyone. All that is, the infinite creation, the fabric of existence, chose you. Chose that you should exist. Chose you. Consciously chose you. You are in that way, therefore, blessed. And we would have you understand that. Simply because of the fact that you exist, you are blessed. For you are created out of divine material, out of divine light. You are the infinite creator. And your existence was a conscious decision, a conscious thing, a conscious choice. Act in like manner. Be of like mind. Respect yourselves. Love yourselves unconditionally. For out of unconditional love were you created. And out of unconditional love shall you create anything you desire. Begin to feel the energy of your interlinking with all thought forms, all consciousness, all civilizations, all eyes, all ideas, all mind, all hearts, all soul, all spirit is one. And you are one within that sea, within that pool. Know that you are the fabric and the essence of the galactic energy. Not one of you, in that sense, can be removed from the matrix without the collapse of the entire structure. You are integral in that way. You are essential in that way. And we would have you understand that because you are interconnected in this way, because everything you do has impact within the entirety of creation, that you deserve to exist in this way and you deserve to be the fullest individual you can imagine yourself to be, that you deserve to manifest all the things you can conceive of, that you deserve the existence you have been given or it would not have been granted to you, that you deserve all the love you can imagine because love is what you are made out of, that you deserve all the light you can create in your life because light is what you are made out of. Feel in the beating of your heart that it keeps pace with the rhythm and the pulse of the spinning of all the galaxies, of the fabric of existence itself, of the universal heart of infinite creation. For you all beat within that heart, and not a one of you is outside the heart of all that is. You are the blood and the life force of God itself. It is your force and your life as well. You are it, and it is you. Out of your dreams, be born. Out of your heart, be alive. Out of your soul, be light. For you are nothing else.
This is your host, Gary, speaking. And I hope everybody can hear me clearly. Let me turn it up just a little bit. Revolutionary Life, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Today, it is 6:17. Thursday, 6:17. And as you know, we're here every weekday night between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Tonight on Revolutionary Life, I want to thank everybody who's listening in for listening in. And our subject tonight, if you caught our title, our subject tonight was or is about inflation. And, well, inflation, deflation, the works. But our title is Inflation Equals the Fear to Demand the Wealthy Pay Their Fair. What's the connection, guys? What's the connection between having to borrow money and print money and the fear to have the wealthy pay their fair share? I don't know if everybody knows about this, but we'll get into it. Just recently, Elon Musk and some of the wealthiest people in the country, taxes got leaked from the IRS, leaked to the public. Turns out they don't pay taxes, or very, very little taxes. Turns out the people who work for them pay more taxes than they do. We're going to talk about that, because they make enough money, it seems. Well, you would think, what's enough, I guess. For some people, I guess, there's no such thing as enough money. But why is it? Why is it that when we need money for roads, schools, healthcare, infrastructure, the wealthy get up and leave out the room? When you're asked to give money to the federal government so that the military that protects this country will have enough money to buy Kevlar vests for its soldiers fighting those wars, the wealthy get up and walk out the room. We're going to talk about that. I want to thank you for logging in, listening in to Revolutionary Life, guys. We keep in mind all of our things are archived, so you can catch this section. If you don't have time to listen to the whole thing, you can come back and catch this thing on this whole show on demand. If you're on my site, if you look down lower, you'll see an on-demand section. All of our stuff is archived. So if you don't have time to finish this one, if you catch this one, you can always go back and get it later. Also, guys, this is a call-in show. So we have a phone number advertised, and we're going to have our chat room open. We're not going to take calls initially, guys, but there will be a point in the show. I dedicate a whole half of the show, to tell the truth, for call-ins. And so there will be a point where I will announce the call-in section, at which point you're going to be free to call in. You're going straight on to the air. Everybody will hear what you have to say. Everybody will hear my response. Also, we'll have our chat room open. So anybody has questions or comments can pop it in the chat. All right. And so let's get rolling, guys. Tonight, inflation equals the fear to demand the wealthy pay their fair share. And I'll tell you why I say that. I'll be back in a minute. Let me give you a little music and we're going to get into it. Thank you.
It's awesome. That's so annoying. Yeah. Alles, was ich kann.
And you're listening to Revolutionary Life. I'm your host, Gary. Welcome. Tonight on Revolutionary Life, and don't forget, we look at issues that affect our lives every day, directly and indirectly. Thing is, guys, we look at those things from a revolutionary point of view. We need some clarity here. All over the financial markets out there, all over the newspapers, they're screaming inflation. Guys, you know about inflation, right? I often tell the story of my mom. My mother telling me when she was young, she paid a quarter for a loaf of bread. Excuse me. She paid 25 cents for a loaf of bread. And I asked her, Mom, what's so special about a loaf of bread today than it was back then? And she said, nothing. And so it became obvious to me that it wasn't a loaf of bread that increased in value. It was the money that it cost that fell in its value, that became valueless, that became worthless. So it appeared to me strange that dollar in your pocket right now, without anybody taking any money out of your pocket, inflation can make you poorer. What used to cost a dollar when you get to the store tomorrow will be $2. The gas you pay, you know, it's kind of like when you go to the gas station one day and the price is up one day and it's up the next. Well, price is all over for everything. Starts to go up in inflation. And as they start to go up, the same merchandise, same products that you were buying, paying for less yesterday, are now going to go up in price. How far up? I don't know. That's the level of, that's called the level of inflation. I mean, percentage it goes up. But everybody's afraid, it seems. Everybody's spreading fears, it seems, that Biden, the president's infrastructure plan, the stimulus checks, and all the money that the government is giving out, are spending, is going to cause inflation. Road construction, bridges, schools, hospitals. Isn't it interesting how those things relate directly to working folks in their day-to-day lives? Price of food in the grocery store, gasoline at the pumps. All those things, when you start to propose to better those things, to put money into those things, all of a sudden the financial community and all of its minions begin to yell inflation. Where's this money coming from? And why come bailing out corporations don't call inflation, doesn't cause inflation? And we did that. We bailed out the financial markets during the Obama administration. We bailed out the automobile industry during the Obama administration. We came up with the money to ease what they call economic easing, guys. Yeah, the Federal Reserve just recently with the epidemic and the lockdown and the corona and the pandemic and all that, the Feds helped the stock market along by something called economic easing. That means that they pulled the stock market out of its fall artificially. They came up with the money for that. They lowered the interest rates. Oh, they're quick to make a move when the financial markets are in trouble. But what about when you're in trouble? What about when there ain't been a raise in the minimum wage since it was $7 and something an hour? Can you live off of $7 and something an hour and raise a family? And then if you say anything about raising the minimum wage, then, oh, why come there's the uproar now? It seems to me that it's funny. When those things come to helping you, the everyday working guy, trying to make a living, feed his family, take care of, go to school, whatever, get to send his kids to school, pay for a home, et cetera, et cetera. When somebody starts to talking about helping you, housing, relief, things like that, oh, man. They either call them a socialist, right? Or they start complaining how it's going to screw up the economy. And one of the screw-ups that they're afraid of is called inflation. Inflation. Now, there's inflation and deflation. There's all these names. But check it out. Do you understand what that means? Whenever I turn on the channel and I hear somebody screaming about inflation, they're selling something. Either they're selling gold and silver. They're selling something. Either they're selling Bitcoin. They're selling something. Fear of inflation make people go and try to put their money somewhere where it won't lose its value. And so they're selling something. They want you to secure your money before prices start to go way up. And they suggest you put that money in something that is more stable than the dollar at this point. And they're trying to sell you something. I heard the Secretary of the Treasury Secretary, I think it was, Janet Yellen, being grilled the other day about the infrastructure plan And then all of the plans of Biden to bring this country forward structurally before the bridges fall in on you and your family. And so the roads and the potholes before they tear up your car and cause accidents on the road. Right? Education, healthcare. After we just had a pandemic, you telling me we don't need to put some more money and time into healthcare in this country? But they just had a lawsuit, the federal government, the Supreme Court, just today. Was it today? Just today had to throw out another legal case against Obamacare. The Affordable Care Act is still being attacked. When it comes to you, man, boy, these people get to scrambling. They get scared when it comes to doing something for you. A stimulus check, a boost, or an extension to your unemployment? Oh, no. That's going to cost too much. Bail out a corporation? Oh, yeah, we can do that. They too big to fail. Why ain't you too big to fail? Why ain't the population too big to fail? The majority of this population, the working class, people who sell their labor, mental and physical labor for a living. Why come we ain't too big to fail? So there's a rescue plan gets put together, and everybody's saying, wait a minute, now don't give out too much money. We can't afford too much money. Wasn't no too much money. When you bailed out GM, what was the too much money? When we bailed out the financial institutions, it wasn't too much money when Trump gave a permanent tax cut to the 1% in his last administration. That was easy. Nobody argued about that. They didn't have to fight about that. Talk about cutting your taxes. So the newspapers today are in fear, are spreading fear about inflation, guys. The price of everything's going to skyrocket. Hide your money. Put it in something else other than dollars. If you invest it or if you're trying to secure your wealth, asset. Secure your assets, et cetera. Buy some Bitcoin as some kind of store of value. Give me a joke. Tell me another joke. Anytime Elon Musk can play with the Bitcoin every morning when he wakes up, all you got to do is do a tweet, and the price goes up and down. That's out of control. Ain't nothing stable about that. If Elon Musk, if some wealthy guy can tell a joke on SNL and 24 hours later, you lose 20% of your income or 50% of your income, of your investment, the next day, you wake up the next day and, oh, Elon Musk told a joke, made a tweet, and you lost money. You can call altcoins and Bitcoin as a store of value, but not really. Too volatile, guys. If you want to store something somewhere where it keeps its value, you know, store it in something that can change in 24 hours. I mean, Elon Musk, Warren Buffett, all these guys, all these rich guys, they can say what they want about gold tomorrow. But you think gold, the bottom going to fall out of gold tomorrow? You're going to be able to buy gold for chump change? No. I mean, it might go down. It always goes up and down. Everything does, really. But it generally don't fluctuate like a Bitcoin. No matter what anybody says about gold. And so, now they're crying inflation, guys. You see, whenever I look at one of these guys, these financial guys, all selling something, they all come at you like they're news stations or something, like they're waking you up about financial markets, but they're mostly selling something. Anyway, whenever I hear these talking heads, they talk about where are we going to get the money to give these poor people? Where are we going to get the money to help these working folks? Where are we going to get all that money to fix their roads and their bridges and their public transit so they can get back and forth to work on time, you know, without damaging themselves or their cars? Where are we going to get this money to improve public health so next time we have a pandemic or a plandemic or a pandemic, we're ready? Where all this money supposed to come from for these programs? You want all these programs, and they got an EV program, right? That's the Green Deal. Moving more toward electrical vehicles, et cetera, et cetera. Where are you going to get the money for solar panels and wind towers and stuff like that? Who's going to pay for all of that? Well, taxes. Or the federal government prints money. That's where inflation fears come in, guys. Most of these guys say, well, since the federal government ain't got nowhere to get that money from, they're going to have to go print some more money. And every time they print some more money, every time they increase the money supply, the value of the money goes down. That's too much money in circulation. And it's fiat currency, so they can just print and print and print money. Anytime they want some, they go print some. After a while, the money will be worthless because the more of it in circulation, remember now, we live in a capitalist society where abundance makes things cheaper. Scarcity makes things more expensive. So when the dollar is no longer scarce and it's abundant and they're printing more of them, the value of the dollar goes down. So that loaf of bread that used to cost a quarter for my mom now costs $2 for me. Nothing happened to the loaf of bread. It has nothing to do with value. It has nothing to do with worth. You remember them terms? Value and what's worth. It's what something's really worth, as opposed to prices, which got nothing to do with value and which got nothing to do with worth. We live in a capitalist society, guys. The slogan is whatever the price will bear. Get ready. Get used to it. Maybe you have. That's the problem. Why do we got to print more money? Why do we got to borrow money to modernize our country, to get to build these things, to do these projects? Because we're out of money. Because we're in debt already as a nation. There's a debt clock. I think it's in New York, but you can go up and look at it. And it's just ticking off how much debt this country has. And it seems to be growing. So we can either get deeper in debt or print some money, you know, by borrowing some money from China. China buys, I'm not bullshitting, guys. China owns most of our treasury notes, our treasury bonds. That's right. That's how we borrow, that's how governments borrow money. In your city, you probably got something called municipal bonds. When your city needs to borrow some money, they issue bonds. And these bonds say, hey, if somebody lend me $100, I'll give you $200 back next year or the next 2 years. So you can get 1 year, 2 year, 5 year, 10 year bonds. But when they come due, they got to be paid, right? And so when we want to borrow money, municipalities have municipal bonds. Well, the U.S. government has treasury bonds. The U.S. Treasury borrows money. And China owns a lot of our treasury bonds. Anyway, so we get deeper in debt. We head to the presses and we just start printing money, printing money, printing money, printing money. Statues, you know, pallets stacked high full of new bills. And we put that money out on the market. And there's so much money out there that the prices start to go up and the value of the dollar starts to go down. That's inflation. So you got guys like the guy who wrote the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Kawasaki. He's got his own show. And he's as famous for the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And he's telling people to take the money and run. Put it in gold, hide it, all that kind of stuff. And the wealthy do that too. They hide their money offshore. They put it in gold or silver or something. Because inflation's coming. Everything is going to cost twice as much as it used to cost. Your investments, everything is going to be worth less. Or whatever they yield is going to be able to buy less. Because the prices are going to go up. And so, inflation fears. Now, the title of this show, guys, is Inflation Equals the Fear to Demand the Wealthy Pay Their Fair Share. What do I mean by that? How do the two relate? Inflation and taxing the rich. I'm sure everybody heard about this leak and the IRS leak where these taxes got out and they found out that these rich guys are some of them are not paying 1 cent in taxes. And they're making billions of dollars off of this country, off of its people, the workforce, off of its infrastructure, the same infrastructure they don't want to support. Right? And off of the backing of the federal government wherever they want to operate around the world. They can operate around the world and they can be considered government interest in those countries. And they can be protected by the government in those countries. But I told you, when somebody started talking about raising taxes, the rich get up and walk out the room. When they say we need to support our military, anybody got any money for the Kevlar vests we want to give our soldiers so they don't get killed? The rich get up and walk out the room. We have a pandemic and our healthcare system breaks down. We can't get enough PPE. We can't get enough hospitals, doctors, all ventilators, all that. We're not prepared. To get prepared, it's going to take money. Anybody got any money on that? The rich get up and walk out the room. Our bridges are falling down. Families every day are driving across those bridges back and forth to work. And those roads, our schools, our public schools need help. Anybody got any money on that? The rich get up and walk out the damn room. Now, why is it that inflation equals fear to demand that the rich pay their fair share? Why is it that the newspapers are yelling inflation, inflation, inflation? Because it's likely. If your only alternative is to make X for more taxes from the wealthy. More than zero, guys. I don't know how your calculator works. But they told me that Bezos just bought a boat. Big enough for it to be a small city, a yacht, But if we raise this, if we raise the taxes on people like him, everybody starts screaming. What are you doing? You're soaking the rich. You are punishing success, they call it. Soaking the rich, punishing success. They got all kinds of names for it. When Donald Trump was said, when it was said to Donald Trump that he evaded taxes, he didn't pay many taxes, he said, oh, that's smart. Yeah, he said it, saw it come out of his mouth. I call that smart, he says. In fact, he had his own little university to tell people how to get around paying taxes. If they're driving down the street and they drop into a pothole and tear the rims up on their car, they complain about America's infrastructure. But when you say we need some money to fill them holes, they walk out the goddamn room like they didn't hear it. Yeah. How does inflation equal? Well, I'll tell you exactly how it equals. And guys, this mathematical formula, this correlation that I'm about to explain to you, ain't that complicated. Financially, it's not that complicated. But you tell me, when I get back, I'm going to give you a little music. Get ready for this. This formula that I'm going to lay on you, I bet you get it. You might not like it, but I bet you understand where I'm coming from. I'm going to see. I'll be back in a minute. Let me give you a little music, guys. You're listening to Revolutionary Life. This is Gary. I'm your host. Keep in mind, Revolutionary Life is here every weekday night between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. And we're always dealing with these subjects from a revolutionary point of view. Tonight, our topic is inflation equals the fear to demand the wealthy pay their fair share. So that was a release of IRS documents recently. And they got the police hot on the trail, investigators hot on the trail to find out who released these people's personal information. Personal information revealed seemed to have gotten past them. It hadn't. They probably already knew. What the personal information revealed is these guys, these wealthy billionaires, B with a B, pay little, make billions off of this country, off of your labor and its workforce and our roads and highways and byways and our electrical and sewage works. Everything about this country helps them make their money. And when they make it, they run away with it. When you ask them to pay some taxes, the taxes ends up being zero. When you ask them to pay for some of them roads, their truck drives, their trucks, the Amazon trucks drive over. The air they pollute, making their equipment, driving their trucks, the health of their workers. Amazon didn't educate, didn't send to elementary school and secondary school its workforce. Its workforce could read and write when it walked in the door and filled out the application. Its workforce had diplomas and degrees to submit when they filled out their applications. Where did they get those from? Elon Musk? Jeff Bezos? Bezos? No. This country educated these people. These people walked in healthy enough to work. Did Bezos secure the hospitals and the medical care that this country provides so that those kids could grow up to be old enough and healthy enough to work for him? Did he educate them? No, they come educated because of you. Because of our school system, they can read and write when they walked into Bezos' door. He didn't have anything to do with that. But if I asked him to put some money into education, if I asked him to pay his taxes so we can build up the public education system, if I asked him to pay some taxes so we can build up the healthcare system, if you asked him to pay some taxes to build up the roads and public transit for his workers, he'd get up and walk out the goddamn room. He takes his money and hide it offshore. If he got a stimulus check, he buys a yacht big enough to be a small city. If you get a stimulus check, you go to the store and buy groceries, pay bills, put it in your savings. You try to make it work for you to survive, to have something. That money goes back into the economy right away. He goes buy a piece of artwork with that $1,400. Anyway, guys, I told you when we left here that I was going to give you a little economic formula. I'm not getting into the weeds, but check it out. If Bezos and Elon Musk and all these billionaires out there, instead of spending money on tax lawyers, accountants, specifically define them tax shelters. These are ways to get away from paying taxes, tax shelters. Instead of hiring these people to show them how to keep from having to pay taxes, instead of setting up bank accounts offshore so they can hide their money so they don't have to pay taxes on it, instead of paying taxes, they spend their money, probably damn near just as much, trying to keep from paying taxes. In fact, if they paid taxes, what if the wealthy paid their equitable share of taxes? The money you pay in taxes is chump change. Let's get it straight. The money they take from you is chump change. These guys got billions. These are individuals with billions of dollars. These are corporations with billions of dollars. They could put $10 billion. They could pay $10 billion in taxes. They could pay $2 billion in taxes. They paid zero, guys. They didn't pay a dollar. Some of them might have paid a dollar. They didn't pay 1% of what they earned last year in taxes. Now 1%. And if you work for a living, they take your taxes Friday. They take your taxes on payday. These guys get a year. These businesses get a fiscal year before their taxes are due. Your taxes are due when your taxes are due when you get your paycheck. If you work for a living, you can look on your check when it comes, and you can see that they've already took your taxes. They ain't asked you for nothing. You didn't have a choice to hide your taxes. If you sell your labor for a living, mental or physical, you know that when you look at your paycheck, Social Security, insurance, all kind of FICA, FIDC, all that stuff, FDIC, all that stuff has already been taken out. They're taking care of that for you. You didn't have to worry about it. They get your taxes every paycheck. If they take too much, you get a refund, but they take it. If they find out they took a little bit more than they should have from somebody who make the money you make, in February, you might get some of that back as a refund. You know you already gonna pay your taxes, because why do they call it a refund? The wealthy get a chance to wait till their fiscal year ends, and they got all year to figure out how to keep from paying a dime country's taxes. Now check this out. When you tell me that there's going to be an inflation and the government might have to borrow money or print more money, and that's going to cause prices to go up. That's going to cause the value of the dollar. Your dollar, that dollar in your pocket that used to buy a dollar worth of shit, now it's going to buy $50 worth of shit, 50 cents worth of stuff. Same dollar. That grocery at the counter that used to be $100 when you got through shopping is now going to be $2. So they're scaring you about inflation. Because the dollar, and they'll explain it to you. They will explain it to you. If the feds keep printing money that's not backed by anything, the dollar goes down in value. And the prices go up. That's inflation. Well, check this out, guys. If you're a billionaire, and you got, let's say you got $10 billion. Well, let me put it on lower. Let's say you got $10 million. And you give $1 million in taxes. You're trying to avoid paying $1 million in taxes. But let's say you paid that $1 million in taxes. Let's say Bezos, Tesla, let's say all of these billionaires, before they go out and buy a big yacht, they pay their taxes. Before they start sending people around the world in spaceships, they pay their taxes. What if they paid that 1% of their income in taxes? Bezos, a billionaire, $1 billion. All these other billionaires, a millionaire, $1 million. Why would we do that to them people? Because we're trying to soak the rich? No, here's the formula, guys. And they, I don't know if they understand this, but maybe you will. If the wealthy paid one, if a millionaire paid say he got $10 million a year, and he paid $1 million a year in taxes, that $1 million will go to the state, go to the U.S. Treasury. The U.S. wouldn't have to print any money to deal with the programs that it needs to deal with, because it's got millions coming in through taxes, through these people paying 1% of their income, right? And so, and the taxes is, well, we'll get there. But what happens? There is no inflation because we don't have to print more money because we're getting enough in taxes. If we don't have to print any more money and there is no inflation, then the millionaire who's now left with $9 million because he had to pay one in taxes, now all he's got is $9 million. But check it out. If we don't have to print more money, and there is no inflation, his $9 million will still buy $9 million worth of stuff. But if he tries to hold on to his little 1% so he can keep his little $10 million, and then we got to go print money, the value of the money goes down. Now his $10 million still won't buy, but $9 million worth of shit. His dollar gets as weak as everybody else's when inflation goes up, unless he puts his money in something other than cash. So when inflation is prevented from happening, because there's enough money to pay for what we need, when we don't have to borrow money, when we don't have to print money, we can control inflation and the prices and the strength of the dollar. But just because they don't pay their share in taxes, we got to be yelling inflation today in the newspapers, because we ain't going to ask them, we ain't going to make them pay their share. We're going to go and print some more money. That's the easy way out. The hard way out is to make them pay their share. You don't have to make, it looks like it would make common sense to them that inflation is going to hit their millions and billions, just like it's going to hit our fives and tens. Their money will be worth more if there were no inflation, wouldn't it? So they don't lose anything. The value of their, they might lose numbers of dollars, but what the money will buy will be greater. What they're left with will still have greater value. If they're left with $9 million and we don't have to print any money, the $9 million might be worth $10 million in goods and services because the dollar is strong. If they hold on to their little $10 million, that little $1 million that we asked them for, and we got to go print some money, then inflation is going to eat that $1 million up. And they still ain't going to be able to buy more than $9 million worth of stuff with $10 million because prices are going to go up. Understand me. We live in an economic system. It's like a digestive system. It's like a circulatory system. It's like a system. Everything is tied together. You pull one string and it affects something else on the other side because it's all tied together. It runs as a system. Somebody going to pay, in other words. So if we ain't got enough money and I give a tax break to the wealthy, and when it comes around to infrastructure and I'm saying we ain't got no money and I just gave the wealthy a tax break, I just told them they ain't got to pay as much taxes as their secretary. They can keep some of that money. Now, that sounds good, but when it's time for the government to ante up and pay its bills and fund our military and fund our hospitals and fund our schools and fund our roads, we got to print some money. We got to borrow some money. No, we don't. The money's already there. The money is there. There's plenty of money out there already. You don't have to print another dime. And if a billionaire can't put $1 billion into this economy, into our treasury, that's okay. They're going to suffer too. Because if we have to print more money, their billion is going to be worth $999 million or less when it comes to buying stuff. It's a zero-sum game almost, guys. You know, nobody's getting away with anything. You hide money offshore? Yeah, well, you got to hire a battery of tax accountants when you audit it. You got to have a battery of lawyers and tax accountants to find you some tax shelters. To hide money here and hide money there just to keep from paying taxes. All that work and all you've really done is set up a situation where the value of the money is going to go down because when the government gets ready to do what it's going to do, it's going to have to print more money. And you're going to scream inflation. The government can't keep just printing money. You just can't keep printing money. You know, they're yelling out there. Yeah, okay. Now let's stop printing money. Let's go get it where it's at. I've always thought when somebody said, what are y'all trying to do, soak the rich? I always thought that didn't make sense. Excuse me, guys. But if you were going to squeeze anybody, why would you squeeze a turnip? They say you can't get blood out of one. Well, if you're looking for blood, you got to find something that's rich in blood, like a fat, thick, squeeze that. Squeeze a parasite that then filled himself up with this country's blood. And bust that parasite open. Squeeze that. That's where the blood is. You can't get it out of a turnip. You can't get it out of working people in the middle class. If you're going to squeeze somebody, if it's squeezing time, you just got to squeeze the juicy, baby, if you want some juice. So it only makes sense that somebody got to be squeezed in this system that we all in this together. We all love America. We all patriots. We all Americans. Come on, man. When it comes to money, comes to money, General Motors will throw hundreds of Americans on the street.
Excuse me.
General Motors will close down an apartment and move it to Mexico. Instead of paying $14 an hour, they'll pay $14 a week. That's how much they care about jobs in America. But these are supposed to be American-based companies. They can give a damn about America. Like I told you, they holler about the military and how we need a strong military, da-da-da-da-da. They want their companies protected overseas. And then when you say, well, we need more taxes so we can pay for Kevlar vests for soldiers so they don't die. Elon Musk and the Jeff Bezos get up and walk out the room. They ain't paying nothing. Sorry. That's my formula, guys. And it makes sense to me. I don't know if it makes sense to you. If you keep the government from having to print money, then you don't have to worry about inflation. But if you deny paying your taxes, especially the wealthy, those who can pay the most in taxes, who should pay the most in taxes equitably, then what are you going to do when you need some money? You're going to print more money, or you're going to have to borrow it. Or you're going to have to say, the hell with the bridges. We'll let them fall in on the next family that drives across, or people going back and forth to work. Or the next winter storm comes and the power system fails because we got an antiquated power system. So, it don't make sense. I guess it don't make sense to them. I guess it makes more sense to them to hide money, to spend money, trying to find places to hide it, to keep from being taxed. I guess it makes sense to them to allow for inflation when they together, if they were paying their fair share, could stop inflation and bring down the debt tomorrow, this year. But they want to hide their money. They're greedy. They want to hide. They want to try to keep their grubby hands on every little piece of it. So when you talk about raising wages, oh, no, we want to keep more of our money. When you talk about paying taxes, oh, no, we want to keep more of our money. And then it turns around, the money you're keeping is going to be worthless because it forces the government then to have to go print more money, i.e. inflation. It doesn't work. It's a vicious circle, and we keep going round and round. Because won't nobody stop this merry-go-round and says, no, if you guys were to pay what you're capable of paying, what you owe, we wouldn't have to print another dime. We wouldn't have any inflation fears. Inflation equals the fear to demand that the wealthy pay their fair share. So we back up off them. We let them get away with their offshore accounts. We let them get away with their tax shelters. We let them play the 501(c)(3). We let them play the charity game. But you guys don't know. You guys know about the charity game. It's been going on forever. But the wealthy in this country, the Ford company started a charity called the Ford Foundation. Now all of a sudden they're philanthropists while their family sits on the board of a charitable foundation. And so when they need to hide some money from taxes, they give it to charity. Guess what charity they give it to? The Ford Foundation. The Trump Foundation, which is under investigation now, because his daughter and his son sits on the board of the Trump Foundation. So if Trump puts on his taxes how much money he gave to charity, and you ask him what charity, oh, the Trump Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation. You've heard of all these foundations. You ever watch public TV? And they give you a list of all the charitable foundations that support public TV. They're all wealthy people who started their own foundations to hide their money from the taxes. The Carnegie Foundation, the Mellon Foundation, the Morgan Foundation. That's where they hide their money. And trusts and charitable foundations. But it's supposed to be slick. It's supposed to be smart. But somebody ends up having to pay the bill. That's me and you. That's my rant. I hope you understand that I don't understand. That they don't understand. That if they allow for inflation, their billions of dollars will buy less. And if they stopped inflation by paying taxes, where their millions of dollars would buy more because of a strong dollar. How much you can buy with a dollar, not how many dollars you got, makes the difference. You can strengthen your dollar and make $9 million worth $10 million. Or you could try to hold on to your little $10 million and make your $10 million worth $9 million. It just don't make sense. They don't want to, I don't know why. They don't understand, or they just don't give a damn about your roads and your hospitals and your schools. It's that time. I'm going to open up my lines now, guys. Like I said, this is a call-in show, and this is that section of this show where I start to listen to what you have to say. I call it your time to shine. Our phone number is area code 319-527-6060. 319-527-6060. Our chat room, I'm going to open up our chat. Sorry. There we go. I'm opening up our chat room. So if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, you can put them into the chat. That's our piece today on inflation actually equals the fear to ask the wealthy to pay their fair share. There wouldn't be any inflation fears. There wouldn't be any need to print more money. There wouldn't be any need to borrow more money. More money is out there. It's just in the hands of a few. And nobody's got the guts to ask them to pay their share or to explain to them how paying their share of taxes keeps inflation away, holds back the need to print more money, making what little money they still got worth more. Stronger, right? Buys more stuff. I'm not an economist, and I don't play one on TV. But it seems clear enough to me. I'm going to open my lines up. This part of the show I call Your Time to Shine. I'm going to give you a little music. And I got my chat room open. You got questions, you got comments, you got concerns, put them in the chat. I'll be monitoring that chat. It's your time to shine. Let me give you some music. listening. You are listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio. We're here every night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Central Standard Time. 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., guys. Every night, we take on a different subject. Now, if you want to follow those subjects, we got a follow button on this site. You can hit the follow, and it will let you know when we're live. Also, there's a share button on here. So if you know somebody who's into economics and what's going on in our society financially, because it affects you. Guys, I told you all of our presentations are archived, so you can go back and look on demand and find a presentation I did called You May Not Play the Stock Market, but it damn sure plays you. So it all is what goes around always comes around. The avoidance of paying taxes is supposed to be smart, according to our last president. President Trump, when asked about him not paying a lot in taxes, even though he's supposed to be a billionaire, he said, that's smart, getting away from paying taxes. He had a whole university to teach people how to avoid paying taxes. And then when the government gets ready to do some work on the roads and they need some money, do some work on the hospitals, because we just had a pandemic and found out how inadequate we are at addressing illness in this country, pre-existing conditions, preventative health care, all that Obama plan stuff. They were against that. They were against that. That's going to cost them money. Keep their money. And when the federal government comes along and is scared to ask them to come up, to ante up, to kick in, it goes and prints more money, the easy way out. All that does is weaken the dollar. And so you get all these headlines about inflation, inflation. We're going into a great inflation. Prices are going up. The dollar is getting weaker because the government is printing money. You just can't keep printing money, they said. Okay, let's stop printing money. Let's make the rich pay their fair share. And I tell you what, not only do we not have to print any more money, we'll square away the debt. Does that mean we're soaking the rich? Does that mean we're punishing success, or what they call punishing success by taxing the wealthy? They got all kinds of slogans when you go to ask the wealthy for their money, for their Ferrari money, and their spaceship money, and their yacht money. Just putting gas in the yacht, putting gas in their private jet. And their islands they own. And so if you don't want to, if you're scared to ask these people to ante up, you don't have any other choice, do you, but to print some money. But don't they realize that we live in a system? One thing affects another, affects another, affects another. It just goes around, comes around. Your $10 billion is going to be worth $9 billion because you didn't pay taxes. If you paid $1 billion of that 10 in taxes, your $9 billion would be worth $10 billion. Don't you see? All that running and hiding, how that's all a waste of time. It all comes back around to hit us in the... If you all got together and said, yeah, let's make sure these people pay their equitable share of taxes, we could hold off inflation because we wouldn't have to stop printing, we wouldn't have to print new money, lowering the value of it. But you're scared to do that. You've been taught not to do that. You've been taught to call that socialism, distribution of income or something. You're scared of that. That's socialism. That's communism. That's punishing success. That's soaking the rich. That sounds like communism to me. That's the old slogan, guys. That's the fear tactic, guys. Because You got to listen to my older presentations on economics. But I was telling you guys that there was a Catholic bishop that was assassinated by a right-wing death squad in El Salvador in Central America. A right-wing, conservative, right-wing. He left a note that people talk about today. And it simply said this. The Catholic priest, before he was blown away, assassinated, shot and killed, he left a note that says, when I fed the poor, they called me a saint. When I asked why they are poor, they called me a communist. You don't hear me. Is it communism, or does it make common sense to you? If I told you right now that Warren Buffett, a billionaire, secretary, paid more taxes than he did, wouldn't you think that's kind of strange? Does that make sense to you? I mean, do you have to take a little pause when you hear that? Or is that normal to you? Does that sound normal? How is it that this woman who's his secretary, who makes way more less money a year than he does, how is it that she paid more taxes than a billionaire? You ever ask yourself that? That don't make that makes sense to you? I mean, if I told you that Warren, that the billionaire paid more taxes than you did, yeah, you probably can say, yeah, he made more money than I did. But if I told you, you paid more taxes than Elon Musk, well, don't that give you pause, guys? Is that okay? That makes sense? That's all right. You understand that? Bullshit. Something in your mind has to say, wait a minute, that's just kind of askew, isn't it? How is that? How does that work? How does I scuffle all year? And I got a tax bill higher than somebody who's making $1 billion and buying yachts and planes and spaceships? How does that work? Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. It don't work. It never works. It always ends up in chaos. What goes around comes around. You hide that money, you hide that money, you hide that money, and next thing you know, everybody has to pay for it, including you. Because inflation means your dollars are worth less, and if you got a billion of them, you will be able to buy less than $1 billion worth of stuff. So the value of your money goes down just like the rest of us. And then so you run and try to hide it in some other kind of asset. Every financial show right now trying to sell you something. They're yelling inflation so you'll buy silver and gold. They're yelling inflation so you'll go run and hide your money. And they want you to put it in something like Bitcoin or something like that as a store of value. Come on. That store got broke open, wide open, and the value fell out this month, last month, in the last 2 months. And then they're going to make you pay twice for the food in the store that you used to pay yesterday. And they'll say, well, you know, we got inflation. We had to print some money to do these roads, these highways. You didn't have to print a dime. You may not have to have print a dime. You could have printed less, let's say. But the guys, somebody leaked the taxes, personal taxes of these wealthies. And you and me are not surprised at what they found. They don't pay taxes. Or they pay as little as possible. And most of the time it's less than what you pay. And they're yelling inflation. Go get that money, and we won't have inflation. They make $1 billion running their Amazon trucks and planes through our airways and out through over our roads, using our sewer system, our water system, our electrical grid, and our workers, pre-educated when they got there. Through our public schools. And colleges. And they don't owe you nothing for that. And you say our soldiers need Kevlar vests. We need to raise some money. And they get up and walk out the goddamn room. My line's open. My chat room is open. Comments, you can put them in the chat. I'll be monitoring the chat. Call me, 319-527-6060, and I'll put you on the air. It's your time to shine. Let me give you a little music. Well, And you're listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Gary. We're here every weekday night between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. We deal with subjects here on Revolutionary Life that have to do with our lives, things that affect our lives directly and indirectly every day. The difference is that we look at these things from a revolutionary point of view, guys, and revolution is just change. The revolutionary just wants to be on the vanguard of change. You know, if you're on the front of change, you may have something to say about what it looks like, how it's shaped. If you're on the ass end of change, you might not have to say about anything. So we try to keep our fingers on the pulse around here. So to move forward, to be progressive, to progress our society, and that seems to be a nasty word today, for progress in the human race, for progress in the social race. To move forward economically, socially, as a people. We need some clarity. Those of us who want to see this country move forward, safe water, safe air. Somebody got to pay for all that stuff. But when we go to the people who got the money, they say you're socialist. You're trying to soak the rich. You're trying to punish success. No, I'm trying to make you pay your fair share. I told you, somebody leaked them IRS personal income papers the other day, and it showed you where the wealthy don't pay taxes, Jack, or they pay as little, tiny little bit as possible. In fact, they pay less than you. That don't seem strange to you? I don't get that. Don't you have to take pause just a moment when you find out that the billionaire paid less taxes than his secretary? That sound normal to you? And so the IRS is, our Biden right now, by the way, and Secretary of Treasury Yellen, in fact, was talking yesterday about strengthening up, giving more money to the IRS so they can stop all of these wealthy people from escaping their taxes, auditing them and whatnot. And so they don't like that. Because most of the fraud the IRS has gone after came from working class people who were trying to get a little bit more money than they should have. Because they didn't have the manpower to investigate these complicated corporations and personal arrangements and offshore accounts and whatnot. But these people are hiding and stuffing money, sheltering money. And so they're hiring more people for the IRS, specifically, it seems, to go after the fat cats. The one with yachts big enough to be a small city. And they made that money off you going to work for them every day. They made that money off of driving over roads you pay for, highway systems you pay for, using water systems you pay for, using electrical systems you pay for, the electrical grid. Made them rich because of the laws in this country where they couldn't have been wealthy anywhere else in the world like they are here. And they don't owe you nothing. They don't put nothing back in the pot. And so we got to go make some money, print some more money. No, we don't have to have inflation. You know, printing money leads to inflation. More money, money is worth less. We don't have to do that. It's a waste of time. But everybody who's wealthy and everybody who's trying to get wealthy will line up on the side of the wealthy and call you a socialist, or you're trying to redistribute wealth, or all these socialist terms you get thrown at you because you ask them folks to pay to ante up. And they think they're slick. I told you the last president, when they told him, Trump, you didn't pay nothing in taxes, he said, that's smart. Getting away from paying taxes is smart. There's all kind of shelters and tricks you can use to get away from paying taxes. He had a whole university dedicated to it. So what if we all learn how to be slick and not pay our taxes? When the bridge fall down with your family on it, you think twice, wouldn't you? When we have a pandemic and we running around like Keystone Cops, running into each other with no PPE, no ventilators, da-da-da-da-da, and your family needs to get in that hospital, what goes around comes around, baby. Spend your money, spend your time letting somebody tell you how to hide your money, not pay taxes. And then you want, and then when the government says we ain't got no money, we looked at all the taxes are in, it ain't enough to cover health care, it ain't enough to cover education, we're going to have to print some more money. Everybody go to Holland. Inflation. You print more fiat currency, that's just going to make the money worth less. It's going to take more money to buy the same stuff. Okay. There's a remedy to that that you're afraid of, that you won't touch. And that's to make the rich pay their fair share. We won't have to borrow a dime. We wouldn't have to print another dollar, theoretically, if we had the money in the treasury to do this job, to do what we need to do, but we don't. But when you ask the people who drive their trucks up and down our roads every day to pay their fair share, they get up and walk out the room for road repair and bridge repair. When you say that we're still running old lead pipes that's endangering kids and drinking from it, and we need to upgrade our sewer system and our water treatment systems, et cetera, and so everybody goes, we ain't got the money. And the federal government says, well, maybe we need to print some, because if we go and ask the wealthy for some, we're not going to get elected next year. We don't dare ask them to ante up. Pay their equitable share of taxes. When they tell me that Warren Buffett paid more taxes than his secretary, that'll make sense to me. He made more money than she did. If they tell me she paid more taxes than he did, I don't get that. Do you? Don't you have to stop for a minute and try to figure that one out? I mean, you can figure it out. He done found a way to hide some money. I told you. Ever since the days of the robber barons, the filthy rich robber barons, railroad tycoons in this country, oil tycoons in this country, the Morgans, the Gettys, the Morgans, the Baruchs, the Carnegies. You have heard those names before, the Mellons. And you've also heard about the Ford Foundation, a charity. The Mellon Foundation, a charity. The Carnegie Foundation, charity. Nonprofit charity. That's where they hide money, man. Why you think they set these foundations up? They're philanthropic. Give me a break. The Trump Foundation, being investigated now. He got his kids on the board of the Trump Foundation. They run the charity. So when he tells the federal government, oh, I gave thousands of dollars to charity. I gave $1 million to charity. He's talking about the Trump Foundation. When Carnegie's and the Mellons give thousands of dollars to charity, they're talking about the Mellon Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation. MacArthur T and da-da-da-da-da. Come on now. We know those games by now, guys, don't you? Problem is, guys, that it don't pay off. In the long run, what goes around comes around. Now we're yelling inflation because the government's got to go print money. And they got to go print money because they never went and got the money where it is. The Elon Musk and the Jeff Bezos. That's where the money at. That's where the big money is. If we had that money, we wouldn't have to print another dime. And I told you, Elon Musk, $9 million, if they gave away one to taxes, would be worth $10 billion if we didn't have inflation. But just because they're trying to hold on to their $10 billion, we're going to have to borrow money, go into inflation. Now they $10 billion won't buy but $9 billion worth of shit. So they're getting ahead. No, they just got to make double the amount of money. Maybe they're going to cut your salary to do it. I don't know. But they'll figure out a way. They're sending people to the moon, around the world, or in orbit. They're building spaceships. And you can't feed, and 1 out of 5 children don't know where their meal is. That's the stats in America, guys. In this advanced industrialized country, the stats says 1 out of 5 children in this country don't know where their next meal is coming from. And if we say, let's feed those children, then Elon Musk and the rest get up and walk out the goddamn room. Tax the rich, not because it's socialism or communism or redistributing wealth, because it's fair. Because in the long run, it works when everybody pays their fair share. I want to thank everybody for listening in. Who listened in tonight? We're here every weekday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. My name is Gary. I'm your host. And don't forget, all of our shows are archived. So if you missed this show, if you couldn't hang around for the whole thing, we'll be on demand in about an hour. We'll be on that list that there on our site of on-demand shows. And all of the rest of our shows are on demand. So you can go back and listen to those as well. And so we got a follow button up in the upper left-hand corner of this site. If you hit that button, it will notify you when we're live. Also, if you know anybody who's interested in the economic situation and they're talking about it, they want to hear a different angle from it, a revolutionary one, you can share. There's a share button right next to follow. Share it with folks, man, who just discussing this issue so they don't get hoodwinked, so they don't fall for the hype. They don't fall for the hype that we're trying to soak the rich or we're trying to punish success because we ask the wealthy to ante up, to kick in. Warren Buffett, a billionaire, pays less taxes than his secretary, and that makes sense to you. Guys, I want to thank you again for listening in tonight. Don't forget, we'll be here tomorrow night. 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Be there, be square. Follow us and you'll have a little heads up on what the subject's going to be. I want to thank you for listening in. We're running out of time. I'm going to take you out right now with a little music. Good night. been listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Gary. I want to thank you for listening in. Tonight we've been talking about taxes, guys. Inflation. Don't let them scare you. Ask the rich to pay their fair share. Demand that they do. If they call you a communist or socialist because you're asking them to pay their fair share. I told you. Don't worry about it. I told you the Catholic priest, the bishop in El Salvador, said that they, when he fed the poor, they called him a saint. When he asked why they were poor, they called him a communist. He was assassinated in El Salvador by the right-wing death squad. Don't be scared. Thank you.
Thank you.